This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thank you for being here, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for support. This is the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything.
Get your act together.
Thank you, Whoopi. I'm Jay.
We're trying.
She's our Thursday voice. She's been giving us a lot of advice today.
That's right, she has. Anything else you want us to do, Whoopi?
I better check my genitalia.
Oh. Okay.
Whoa.
I'll do that later.
It's important to do that once in a while.
Yeah.
That's actually good advice.
I'm not going to say anything. It is Thursday, November 10th, 2022. We're quite the threesome today, let me tell you. We are.
If you had to get your life together right now, what would that be? What would that look like?
Oh, my God. That would not look good right now.
You wouldn't be able to accomplish it.
No.
How many hours? Take a nap first. God.
Can we? Yeah.
Seriously. Just had the motivation.
I know. Well, you know, and the weather, let's just be real
quick. Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm going to say? The damn weather is not helping. You're not. It's so droopy, dog. You don't want to do anything.
It's so weird because it's raining, but it's hot and humid.
Hot.
And then, so yesterday, you didn't need a coat, but it was raining. And then it was windy. And so today it's windy and warm, scattered showers and thunder. Then, and a high of 68. Then by 5, it's going to fall down to the 30s.
By Friday?
No, by 5 today. 5 p.m. Just within the day, Jace.
Oh.
From Ken Barlow.
I knocked my earphones off.
This is going to drop like 25, 30 degrees.
What?
And then tonight, the low is 24.
Okay.
68 to 24.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Chat, we have
please.
We've had such a great fall. Everybody says we don't have a fall here. I think it's been a really long, great fall.
It has been beautiful.
Hasn't it? We're lucky.
So it has been. Last night, we went to bingo. I took my mom back to bingo for the first time since 1989. My mom.
Oh my gosh. I've
often talked about it on the show. I was raised in a bingo hall. People have heard the stories. I was raised in a VFW. My mom used to play 45 cards. She was in the local paper because she played so many cards.
Oh.
She loved bingo. I mean, my mom loved bingo almost more than me at times. And bless her heart. You know, she didn't play in Louisiana when she lived there. She hasn't been back. Last night, we took her to bingo at the Chester Bird in St. Louis Park. And people were staring. I put it on my Instagram stories. You can see it right now.
Oh, good.
My mom played not 45 cards for the jackpot, the coverall, but she played a ton of cards and she had it glued. Bingo card glued to the table.
Oh my gosh.
And people kept walking by because, you know, there's a break between the penultimate and then the jackpot, the last game of the night. So people kept walking by the table and looking at my mom's cards, and it was hysterical.
Must have been impressed.
Oh, they were. And I was so happy because my mom was so happy, and she looked and she texted me this morning. She goes, I guess I still kind of got it.
Oh,
and I go, you do.
God, I love it.
You do, Dar.
She's
you still
so
have
cute.
It. She played, girl. And Colin.
Did she win?
She was, oh God, this was so funny. She was one. The jackpot was like $560 some.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was one number away for a long time.
Oh, shoot.
And then my mother-in-law you know, my Colin couldn't come, so I was FaceTiming him, like, look. And Colin still's not feeling great. So my mother-in-law and father-in-law came with us, which I thought was very nice of them to support Dar in her first bingo homecoming. And Lori likes to gamble, obviously, my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was the bingo assassin, the bingo ninja.
Oh, she kept winning? Oh,
girl, so Dar was set like one number for a long time. And all of a sudden, they call, they're like, G54. And my mom, my mother-in-law goes, bingo. And I was like, you were ready? She split the jackpot with like two other people. I had no idea she was set.
She had 30 plus cards. I just looked at her story. Yes, it's amazing. Yeah.
Yes, so she played.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense because, yeah, three per card, and then she had, I think, seven sets of cards or something like that. Or no, eight sets of cards. Yeah, Dawn, you're right.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter and I, we would go, and we would have, like, six, and we would just be crying laughing the whole time because we could not keep up. We're like, oh, God, it's just frantic. And then we're just like laughing the whole time. People are like, are they drunk? What is wrong with them? But we just get the frenzy of it. It's
you
too
can't
much.
Talk to her, can you? I feel the same way, Dawn. I've got my three or maybe
it's
six
fun.
Cards. But
you can keep up.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I'll just stick to my two or three cards. And all good because, you know, I like to socialize a little bit while we're doing it. Yeah. I have a feeling you can't talk to Dar. While they were calling the numbers, right? She got 30 cards to go through.
Girl, she was gossiping. She was talking to Lori.
Oh, so she's good. No. So she can multitask in that way.
I cannot.
Oh,
yeah.
She glides. She has her dauber in one hand, just like when she was raising me. Back then, she had a cigarette in one hand and a dauber in the other, and then taking
a baby
her elbow
bottle in her leg. Yeah,
and taking an elbow and rocking the bassinet because she would put me on top of the table at the VFW. But anyway, this time, no, she's talking to Lori.
Okay.
Carl. And she just glides. Her eyes just glide across. She can see that, and she's taking her dauber.
She's like a savant.
Oh yeah, it was like riding a bike for her. She was right back into it.
Wow.
And let me just say, Chester Bird VFW, they're really good. It's Wednesdays at 6 because they're jackpots and they're games. You know, some places they do like a cap. They do like, okay, every game's going to be $99. No. Chester Bird VFW, they give you a percentage of what they sell. So most games are like $150, $160 that you could win. So even the non-jackpot games, it's a lot of money.
Wow.
I won a game last night. I won, like
$140
something.
Nice.
But, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I would
That's
be
right. Chester Bird VFW, Wednesdays at 6 in St. Louis Park. One of the best bingos I've ever been to because of that. Other bingos can be a little cheap. Chester Bird is not cheap. They have good prizes.
Bingo.
But yeah. Dar's back, biatches. Dar's back.
Watch out.
Watch out. Dar is back, and she has a dauber in her hand.
Yeah.
No, but I brought that up only because we stepped outside to bring this full circle and to a close before we break. We stepped outside, and my father-in-law was like, it is a beautiful fall night.
I
said, it was. It was gorgeous. And now Lexus is telling us it's going to be like 30 tonight.
Yeah. Down to
which I'm
24.
Happy about. Because, you know, my condo has that damn heat.
Oh, my God. They still haven't fixed. You got to call your landlord.
Oh, girl, I tried.
He needs to put like a AC unit or something in there.
Colin and I are sleeping on beds of ice. That's okay. when we come back, a little TV. I swear at some point this hour I'll get to Disney. But next, some TV talk because I need to get to this. Alexis has written Sophomore Slump by White Lotus on HBO. We may be wrestling. There may be some difference of opinion when we return. Stay with us.
On the backs. And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Saturday, Julie has a love-struck young suitor.
We could go away together.
But her heart's set on an older man on the love boat. Then Mr. Rourke plays matchmaker for a jilted bride.
I want a husband by Sunday.
And mastermind for a would-be jewel thief on Fantasy Island.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Back in the days when networks scheduled shows on Saturdays.
Oh my gosh.
Now they just put pictures of puppies up for 3 hours.
Yeah. Something to pass out to.
Something. Yeah. That is a commercial from 1979 on ABC. Their lineup was The Love Boat, followed by Fantasy Island. That was a good lineup there. Again, it's hard to imagine. Colin and I were just talking about that. It's hard to imagine. Legendary shows used to be on Saturdays.
Yes.
The Golden Girls, Fantasy Island, Love Boat, Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore, and Bob New. I mean, legendary shows. And now, again, they basically put up test patterns, which is just insane.
Oh, man. But is it because people didn't do stuff?
Yeah. And there was just limited. Yeah. People just stayed home.
Yeah. People stayed home. Yeah.
And think about it. The easiest way, this is why I said to Colin, if for all of you, you know, if you're young, it is hard to imagine. But other than sports and movies, the networks were the epicenter of pop culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you missed it, you missed it.
You missed it.
Yeah. Nobody had a VCR. Come on.
It was books, movies, not even Broadway. The epicenter of pop culture really was the three networks. And that's just not the case anymore. I mean, they were everything. So that.
Wow.
Yeah. Leads perfectly into.
What is this? A taste test?
Taste test. I'm in. Give me a
taste. Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
taste. Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test. Give me a taste.
One of our obligations to you, the listener, is to watch crap so we can tell you if it's worth watching the crap so you don't waste your time on the crap.
And this way you can watch anytime you want. Do you think people are just not going out as much anymore? I mean, anecdotally, I feel like that's what's happening in my life with people that I know, not just me because of a baby.
Oh,
but do you feel like people are going out less and staying in? So maybe a Saturday night might be more important.
Perhaps. Especially post-pandemic.
Yeah.
But that's changed. But that's coming back to normal.
I mean, that's true. You know.
But if they aren't going out, I feel like they already have a plan for what they're going to do.
Yes,
and
watching
already streaming. It's not.
It's not. It's not network. Yeah.
It's not networks. Oh. I have no appointed viewing on the networks. I really do not, except for Abbott Elementary. And I watch.
Yeah, that's that. Killing it right now, too.
I watch that.
Yes, I use Hulu for anything network.
Yes, honestly, me too.
The next day, it doesn't matter if I watch it that night.
Yeah,
you know.
And I hate that. I'm old school. I mean, come on, ABC, come on along, girl. It's in my
And you didn't come on along.
I didn't. I'm Hulu.
You went over to the side on another path.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
okay.
True. They are, you know, related, right?
Lex.
It's Hulu, ABC. Yes. Yes.
Okay, Lex.
Speaking of streaming.
Okay, talk to us, Lex.
The White Lotus. Yeah, season two. Comedy, drama. There's, Jennifer Coolidge. I guess she'll be in all of them. I just put this on there to mess with you, Chase. There's no sophomore slump.
Oh! You!
Oh, that's
little snickerdoodle.
I was worried about it, though. I have to admit, how do you follow up that first season? This season, I would actually say it's the opposite. I feel like it's better than the first already.
You little, as Dawn called you, you little snickerdoodle.
You
got me
put an inflammatory
line.
Statement on
Thank
the grid.
Thank you.
He looked at that today, and he's been talking about it since 6:01.
I did. I saw that. I came in, I logged in, and I'm like, she puts
She gets around. She's crafty.
Whoopi Goldberg's our official voice today.
Chat, please.
That's why I played that.
Please.
That's why I played that at the top of the show.
Oh, that's why?
Yes, because sometimes that first little soundbite that I play, that it usually is a clue or an Easter egg or something. And I played that for you.
Yes. What episode are you on?
There's only two available. I'm caught up.
Okay.
I think a big part of it is because they're in Italy. And I just think the scenery is stunning. On top of the characters, too, because you do watch with a bated breath. You know, there's an anticipation of what are they going to say? What are they going to do? There's a whole scene when, you know, you think of Italy, you think of Vespas, and they're on the vest. You're caught up, right, Jace?
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Coolidge scene?
Yeah, she's on a Vespa. And just the way that whole scene.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Scene transpires. I was crying laughing at the end of it.
Also Mike White, writer, producer, director, everything thing. He's brilliant because I honestly thought he zigged when I thought he was going to zag. I thought they were going to get into an accident.
Oh yeah.
And not to give anything away, that's not exactly what happens. And it's fresh, girl. It is just fresh.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen. The characters this year, I like them all. I really did not like, meaning knowing that they're complex, knowing that they have their faults and that they're going to fully explore those, because that's what, you know, he does. But just in general, you know, there were a couple in the first season, thinking of some particular, like the younger, like, I don't know if they were high school or college age.
They were college friends.
They kind of got on my last nerve. But this time, I'm really curious to say, oh, wow, what's going to happen with these couples? What's going to happen? And the cliffhanger at end of the second episode? Oh, my word!
Uh-huh.
Whoa!
So, if y'all don't know, because Panda just wrote, so what's the gist of it? It's funny that I played Fantasy Island in the Love Boat, that promo. I wish I did it on purpose, but it's kind of like that, where this is the White Lotus, My Talkers, is a hotel chain.
Mm-hmm.
And
high
that's
end.
Why a high end, it's think of the Four Seasons. It's based on the Four Seasons, actually. They shot it at Four Seasons in Hawaii, but for season one. And it is about the weird characters that stay at this resort. So that's why it's an anthology series. There is a different set of guests in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
The only holdover is Jennifer Coolidge. Okay.
Yes. And it's the people who visit the resort, but it's also the people who work at the resort too. And their interactions. So it's just, it's layered in that way too. It's so, so good.
I have a question for you. We're going to take a break. Let us know what you think of White Lotus. And plus
HBO Max.
There's a documentary coming that Alexis is going to tell you about. So that and more. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this. Beyonce bringing us back. This is Hour 2, Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Billions and billions served since 2006. I'm Jason with Lex and Dawn, continuing our TV conversation. The White Lotus on HBO Max.
I got
HBO. You did. Season 2, about a Four Seasons-esque hotel. This time they were at the White Lotus in Italy.
Gorgeous.
And just to put a bow on this, it's not just the guests, as Alexis pointed out before we went to break. Part of the brilliance, too, is you get to know the staff, just like in season one. And the manager of this hotel, I love her. She is such a raging biatch, and I love her. She doesn't care.
She'll say things that are so offensive right to their face move right past it like she didn't say it.
Like, speaking of saying things, I love the hookers. I love those side characters. Two little hookers. They crack me up. Yes, there are hookers in the show. And I got to tell you, I have a mad crush, and it's not on who you think it is.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
The other couple guy.
Yes!
Gosh, what is his name?
He's the one that just came into Money.
Yes!
And he's married to
Aubrey Plaza, yes.
Yeah, he's a British actor. Yeah.
Yes, because I saw like a little Q&A with those two. Oh, no, it was right after. Make sure you stay past the credits because there's a preview for the next episode, and then they do a little behind the scenes, and they did one with those two at the end of the second episode. Yeah.
The actor's name is Will Sharp, and he plays Ethan. That's his
character. Ethan, that's his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but, yeah. I saw him right away. I was like, yep, Jason.
Yep. Absolutely. He's British, like real British, not like my ex. He's a real Brit. Anyway, I'm so glad you like it.
Yeah, it's really, they're just killing it again. And I actually even, to venture to say, I know it's only the second episode, but that I like it even more at this point.
I wanted to continue this because I said I had a question. My question to you is this. Have you figured out the mystery? Have you figured out who gets the, I mean, this shouldn't come as any surprise because it's season one. Somebody's dead.
Yeah.
Do you have a guess of who it is?
I do have a guess, but, you know, saying this right now or?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, it's a guess. Everyone's guessing.
I guess everyone's guessing, right?
Yeah.
I think it's, at this resort right now, there's like three generations of a family, and I think it's the dad, the middle generation.
Oh, the one cheating on his wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's him. Who do you think it is?
I think it's grandpa.
You think it's grandpa? Dad.
Yes.
Aha. So, I can see that. Yeah. They're definitely, poking the bear with each other.
My talkers, go watch this. You'll love it. Season two. And then you can go back and watch season one. But watch season two so you can join the conversation.
Yeah.
On HBO Max right now. Sundays. New episodes drop on Sundays. What's this documentary coming on?
Okay. Casey Anthony. Remember Casey Anthony?
Yeah.
She was acquitted, of course, for the death of her daughter. And that was, the trial was in 2011. It was a media circus. Millions of people watched it. She was acquitted of the charges. And now she wants to set the record straight in an upcoming documentary called Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies. It's going to be on Peacock November 29th. And this is her first televised interview, breaking her silence about, you know, what happened. She's 36 now, and this is going to be a three-part documentary, I guess, that they're going to be sharing.
Like a docuseries, maybe?
A docuseries, maybe we'll call it that.
Yeah.
How are we feeling about this? You know, because she's talked, you know, she served time for some of the other things that she was, like lying to police and things like that. But, not for the major crime of her daughter. She came back in like 2017 with a little short interview about, you know, how she's trying to have a social life again, and go out to the bars and things. But this will be when she's really talking about what happened.
Well,
are we interested?
Well, I think looking online, people are asking, should Peacock even be giving her a platform?
Exactly. That was my next question. Are we interested is this even something that should be explored?
Well, remember when the three of us talked about the reward she was doing an auction, the woman inventing Anna, she was doing art and she was profiting. And it was like, are we rewarding bad behavior? I know it's the crimes are different and it's a little bit apples to oranges. It's maybe pears to oranges. But should Peacock even be doing this is what people are asking. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I
especially with her. I mean, this is a story back in 2008. Her 2-year-old daughter disappeared and it was like nationwide search trying to find her. After 6 months and like hundreds of dead ends, they finally found her body in the woods behind the house.
Dawn, what do you think? Do you think
just thinking about like all of the true crime stuff we watch and like the Monster with Jeffrey Dahmer and how we have no moral high ground when it comes to watching something that can't be fixed. It's done. And we're just sort of, you know, in the corner watching a monster and how he committed his crimes and how that must feel for the victims. But when it comes to allowing people to have a platform that are still alive who were acquitted, you know, I mean, she was acquitted.
She was. No,
so I don't really remember the details so much of the story. So I actually would be interested in seeing this side.
Yeah.
You know, because things can be completely if you don't know the whole truth, and in a court case, you know, depending on how much you can afford when it comes to a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, we might have a different opinion. We might be saying, wow, she really is guilty and this is really stupid for her to do this. But either way, you know, nowadays we're watching everything. So
we are
to say she doesn't deserve a platform.
I bet the people
who were victims of Dahmer or any other thing that we watch on true crime don't like to dredge up those things because it's painful.
Yeah, so true. It is.
I love the way you put that because I'm not going to pearl clutch over this one because I watched, you know, but I have a different take.
Yeah, me too. I watch them too.
Yeah.
I watch all the crime shows.
And I said it here. I had a very different take on Dahmer, and it wasn't disputing the truth. The family's truths are their truths, and how they feel, their feelings are obviously valid.
Mm.
But I felt that it actually humanized their loved ones. Mm. Before that show, they really were. They were a name on a news station's graphic. And and that sounds crass, but for a chunk of the population, it really was. That show, even fictionalized, made me think about the human behind the tragedy.
Yeah. Yeah. And also a warning that we never want that to happen again.
Exactly.
Where calls are being just completely ignored.
They still are, though, sadly.
Yeah.
It's like 94 all over again.
You've got mail.
Mm-hmm. Our Twitter is responding. Panda writes, I'm a true crime junkie, but I have no desire to hear Casey Anthony's truth. No, thank you.
Mm.
Thank you, though, Panda. We love you.
Yeah. That's
right. We know you may not want to hear Casey Anthony, but you do want to hear Kenny and Dawn. That's right. Download the newest episode of News from the Krabby Coffee Shop. It's a coffee shop that has coffee and Krabby people. Download it at Garage Logic, or just one Krabby person.
All Krabby.
Okay.
Yeah, we are. It's our place, our free space to be Krabby.
I love it. Download it, GarageLogic.com. And while you're at it, download the newest episode of Two Fairy Godfathers. We're back, biatches, for season 4. This is episode 2, a story of two hotels, one good, one bad. When we come back, a special guest to tell you about a special event happening in the cities this weekend. We'll be right back. Sam Smith, bringing us back to you, into your open arms. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Oscar Mayer Bologna.
Ooh.
Bologna.
Going with
We're going with that just for today.
Nobody says Bologna.
In the 70s.
That's true.
There are all sorts of cons, my talkers. You know, we're a pop culture station. You know that.
Yeah.
Probably the most famous is probably like Comic-Con. You hear about it all the time in San Diego.
Yeah.
But there are dozens and dozens and dozens of cons of every variety. And we have a huge con here in the Twin Cities that I hope you know about. But if you don't, this is going to be an eye-opening segment. Lex, you want to introduce our guest?
Oh, happily, yes. We have a big con that starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday. It's called Twin Cities Con. And this is a celebration of comics, toys, film, art, cosplay, games, all things nerdy. And we have the founder, Ben Penrod, on the line with us. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
We're great. How excited are you right now?
I'm really excited. I'm up much earlier than usual to get this thing set up.
Oh, yeah. You're working hard, huh?
This is...
Oh, I'm sorry, Lex. Go ahead.
It's quite an undertaking because you're at the Minneapolis Convention Center, a huge space. How many people are you expecting to come, / vendors and stars?
Well, so a lot of people are still buying tickets. So we're expecting somewhere between 10 and 15,000 people. It's going to be a pretty big event.
Wow. Well,
Ben, can I ask, and I know in a 7-8 minute radio segment, this is probably something you could sit and talk to us about for an hour. But as I mentioned in the intro, there's Comic-Con, and I think it's fair to say worldwide, that's the one that everyone thinks of, or the majority of the public. What did it take for you? Because correct me if I'm wrong, you're the founder, right? Like this is your baby. Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I started some conventions about 11 years ago in Maryland and Washington, D.C. And I have just been running more and different conventions for all of that time, that's been my full-time job. And then I started Twin Cities Con last year. And then earlier this year, I actually moved to Minneapolis.
Well, from Orlando, geez.
From Orlando, oh, my second home.
Yeah.
What is it, Ben? I think what I want to ask is, what is it about the Twin Cities that you thought, okay, this is a good con market? What is it about the Twin Cities that made you think, oh, this could be prosperous?
Yeah, so, you know, the Twin Cities is a very nerdy area. It's also, you know, it's a larger metro area with, you know, you look at, like, I mean, I could get really into the nitty gritty, but if you look at the demographics and stuff like that, like, it looks really great as a type of area that would support a very large con like this. You know, I mean, and as you guys know, this is a city that has lots of big events, has, you know, major sports teams, has hosted the Super Bowl and things like that. So it's the type of, you know, metro area that really would support a really big con like this. So that's something I you know, that really factored in. But, you know, aside from that, all the time that I've spent here, has definitely just kind of further kind of put that idea into my head that, like, this is going to be, you know, a great area to be running this show. I brought my family up here. You know, it's all of that together, like, really works together. And it's like, oh, this is just perfect. This is great.
Yeah. I always imagine what it's like to, you know, you have coming to the con, Elijah Wood and Sean Astin, both of them together. When I see somebody or some of these cons get such big stars, especially in a pair like that, what is it like in your house when you land those big stars? Is it just such a great day for you? Are you like, oh, you sleep easily that night? I mean, what's that like?
You know, it really kind of is like that. It's, from my end, I've been, you know, those are usually deals that I work on for a few weeks or a few months. And so, you know, it's finally being able to announce it is just such a sigh of relief. And it also is like, hey, we did something really special here. Like, this is really cool. And, you know, over the years, I've booked a lot of big celebrities for different events all over the country. So I'm excited to see what we do in the future also.
Great. And outside of that, I mean, if people are a fan of anime, you have such great celebrities here from, like, My Hero Academia, Demon Slayer, One Piece. I mean, these are great. Also, if you're a fan of Good Charlotte, the rhythm guitarist and keyboardist, Billy Martin is going to be there. It's kind of just like an all-encompassing type of con here. This is going to be outstanding.
Yeah, and anime has become, like, such a huge part of pop culture now. It's part of mainstream pop culture. So we've got tons of anime voice actors. We've got lots of artists who focus on anime. And then Billy Martin from Good Charlotte, he's actually an artist who is also, he's been working in comic books and things like that for the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. And he's an amazing artist. So if you have a chance, stop by his booth, check out his artwork, because he's fantastic.
Yeah, it looks like for Marvel and Nickelodeon here.
Yeah.
Wow, Ben Penrod is our guest. Ben is the founder of Twin Cities Con. A little plug before we continue. It's this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Minneapolis Convention Center, TwinCitiesCon.com, to get tickets. Lex?
Yeah, come in your cosplay. Come with all your fandom. This one thing I love about these cons is that you kind of meet friends who are, or meet people who have the same fandom as you. And that's what's so great. You have discussion panels, vendors, a lot of great events going on. What's the prize for the costume contest?
So we've got these, amazing, we've got some prizes for different category levels. I don't have the list in front of me,
yeah.
but you know, we also have these amazing, like custom plaques that you get when you
cool.
win. So that's like a really cool thing.
That's neat.
Yeah. Ben, before we let you go, my last question is kind of piggybacking off of what Dawn asked you. You know, and I think you know what I mean, when you start something like Twin Cities Con, or when you start a show or something, it's sometimes hard to book big time stars because they're not sure, okay, is this really worth my time? Is it going to be big enough? Is it going to be a success enough? Has Twin Cities Con, are you finding it, as the success is evident, are you finding it easier and easier to get the big names as you go on in the years?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, the changes, you know, the first year, you know, I'm kind of asking around, like, hey, you guys interested in coming out to do this, you know? And then, you know, as it gets bigger and more people hear about it, you know, then they start reaching out to me. And so it's a little bit different.
And so around.
Like a lot of our celebrity guests this year, they're not them specifically, but like their agent will reach out and say, hey, I've got, you know, these five people who would, you know, who I talk to and they'd all love to come to Minneapolis for your show. And so, you know, so that's kind of how it would work as we go forward. And then as the show gets more established, hopefully that just becomes an easier process.
Well, I think it will. The success speaks for itself. Ben, thank you. I know we know you're really busy right now. So thanks for coming on and spending some time with us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
You
can get tickets at twincitiescon.com. $25 for a day pass. $125 for the whole weekend. And kids are $5.
Are you, Lex, may I ask, are you guys going to be there?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Of course, okay.
Wouldn't want to miss this. Yes, I'm so excited.
You have to get well.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right, there's that.
Is Anha putting you to work? Are you working, girl?
I'll definitely come visit for sure. I always get put to work when I'm there. Are you kidding
me? That's why I'm asking. That's why, yeah.
He's most excited to see the wrestlers. You know, he's a big WWE fan. So,
Mick Foley's going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be there. And just, this is just really cool. Just the different fans, just to see everyone together. And I have a feeling it's going to be a big one because people are very, very excited for this. And it's a good place to get holiday gifts.
Yeah. And look, it's one of those weird weekends. What else are you going to do? Seriously. It's
true.
No holidays. No, not, yeah. So go. go. And you get to see Anhel too. So there's a bonus.
Yes.
Forget the Hobbits. You get to see Anhel for heaven's sake. Anyway, TwinCitiesCon.com. We're going to take a break. Don't forget, if you can't listen to us live, listen to us on podcast form. So many of you do, and we're so grateful. MyTalk1071.com. When we come back, the one, the only, Second Chance Romance.